State Republican Party Executive Director Joe Fadness expects Governor Walker to run for re-election, although Walker has not made it official. In the meantime, the GOP is working to shore up support for the governor, including by doing something the party has not done in a decade. The GOP is holding get-out-the-vote drives.
Despite the recalls of last year in the presidential race, there are still a good amount of people who haven't voted. And we as Republicans, we see that as a prime pickup opportunity. 800,000 people across the state are not currently registered to vote, many of these people live in what we consider traditionally conservative areas.
Fadness says hundreds of volunteers are mobilizing and will soon fan out across the state. He says the GOP will cast a wide net, including in traditional Democratic strongholds such as Black and Latino neighborhoods.
We're going to go after every vote in Wisconsin. We're not going to leave anything here on the table. And as part of that, we're going to reach out to first-time voters and students, really sharing with them exactly what's at stake next November. And we're also going to talk to those who haven't voted recently, re-engaging them in the process and talking with them about the successes here in Wisconsin under Scott Walker and Republican leadership.
Fadness says he expects the 2014 race to be competitive, so the GOP is not taking anything for granted. Democrats believe they have a chance to win back the office after Walker's first four-year term. So the state party has opened field offices with volunteers manning phone lines, passing out lawn signs, and knocking on doors. However, it's not clear who Democrats will be backing in the race. A couple big-name party members, such as former U.S. Senator Russ Feingold and Congressman Ron Kind, have indicated they will not make a bid. Chairman Mike Tate says the party is intentionally holding its cards close to the vest, in part because of the campaign it expects Walker to wage.
He wins by running down his opponent and by spending his millions of dollars trying to make whomever we put up there to look like the boogeyman. And I don't see why we should give Scott Walker one more day necessary to run that sort of campaign of negativity and division.
While he won't name them, Tate says there are a number of strong potential Democratic candidates considering entering the race. Tate says the picture will become clear later this year or early in 2014.
I know there's elected officials looking at it. I know that there are more than one individuals in the private sector who have been extremely successful in the private sector, have created thousands of jobs, who have just watched with horror as Scott Walker has wreaked havoc on the Wisconsin economy.
One name that has drawn attention recently is Mary Burke, a Madison school board member who's both a former business executive and former state commerce secretary. She has not said whether she plans to run, but Democrats included her name in an opinion poll of potential candidates. Burke reportedly has used her own money to finance past campaigns. UW La Crosse political science professor Joe Heim says that could make her an attractive candidate. He mentions Ron Johnson, the business owner and political newcomer who won the U.S. Senate race in 2010.
You know, a lot of people think, well, she's not that well known, but you can actually get into a race like this relatively late. And if you're well-funded, Ron Johnson proved that you can, in fact, win an election. He had the advantage, of course, in a very Republican year of overcoming a normal incumbent advantage of Russ Feingold. And whether the Democrats can replicate that kind of remains to be seen.
Heim predicts a costly campaign, expecting both sides to bombard the airwaves with campaign ads, ads that likely will multiply after the candidates' names are known. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.